The Stock Market Report with Kevin Johnson from Argonaut Securities.
It is 19 to 4 and he's not in the office. He's sitting next to me in the commentary box. How much better, Kevin Johnson, is it here than being in the office?
This is almost as good as Argonaut's office.
You do have a good view.
I can't see rottenness from here, but we do have a good office view from up there on the 30th floor of Allendale Square. But I tell you what, this is the spot to be to watch the cricket.
It is indeed.
It looks like a bit of a green top, if I'm not mistaken.
It does, actually. It's very green, Kevin. I haven't commented on the pitch yet, but there you go. You are very observant.
This is a pitch report. I'm just quite amazed how green it is. Maybe they'll cut it soon. I don't know.
Yeah, maybe they will.
But I'll tell you what, it heralds what was happening in the market today.
Huge day, over 50 points.
The biggest movement since November.
They must have known the Scorchers were playing today.
A green top on the market, a green top at the stadium. Boy, we're happy today, up 52 points. I was actually hoping it would get to 54 because it finished at 6,198.
Ooh.
Well, 6,200 was there, and then the match, they just knocked it down a couple of points. But that's a good result. That was, of course, if you think about Tuesday, it was down 52. So we've actually gained 33 for the week now. So it's just gone over that. And I put it down today, the optimism. You have so much fear earlier in the week.
Mm.
The optimism this week, State of the Union.
That's true.
Everyone can't stand the bloke, but I tell you what, he keeps on delivering.
Yes, well, when we talk of Donald Trump as well, when you look at unemployment in the US, is at the lowest levels it's been in a decade.
Correct. Wages are going up. Profits are going
positivity.
Up. The companies are spending. They're growing. He said, well, here, I've provided this with you. Go and do it. And they're going, I think we will.
Mm. So the business world is reading what the president's saying in the US.
They've got the money to do it now, too, because he's given them the tax cut, so they're going out and spending it. But they are employing people and everything. It's like interest rates.
Mm.
They're going up. Oh, it's terrible. Interest rates are going up. It will be a good thing, because if people have got savings or superannuation fund, they'll have more money. While they do, they'll spend it. What
will
happen?
The
economy
will grow
and more people get employed. Speaking of employed, there's a lot of people employed at this stadium, isn't there?
There are.
And that's a good thing as well, I've got to
say. Absolutely.
There's all these thousands of people I see around, the yellow and orange and bits and working around here, they've all got jobs now.
Mm.
So this is another positive. That's what drives economies, people. New jobs, new industries, and we've seen that in the resources sector. I'm not sound like I'm running for Parliament, which I'm not. I'm here to read the stock market
Kevin
report.
Johnson, Prime Minister of Australia here, ladies and gentlemen.
It was a good day. I'm excited. I always get excited about the markets, you know. So up 52. Gold price starting to try to go higher. They tried to knock it down. It rebounded. It's finished at 13.44 today. Aussie dollar's drifting off a little bit. It's 80.4. Sterling's 176.5. Euros are 154. But the movements are all in big cap Australia. Top volume, BHP and Comoff, coincidentally the two biggest companies. 46, ANZ 32, NAB 17. What else did I see? Oh, Wesfarmers and Woolworths, both up 33 cents today.
Both?
Both up 33 cents today. Wesfarmers finished at $44.14 and Woolworths $27.28. So the number Gremlin's got that bit right. And in terms of percentage movements, well, it's all about zero today, no longer a zero. Move from the New Zealand Stock Exchange to the Australian. They do that accounting software that's very popular.
Mm-hmm.
Up 10% today. No
Huge.
News, just jumped 10%. $3.32 to $34.79. Ausdrill had a good announcement. They've done a deal. Well, the MinRes have contracted them to dig up Wodgina, which is up near Pilgangoora,
mm-hmm.
where I met you, of course.
Yes, of course.
Ausdrill up 15 cents to 276 today. It was a great result. Beach Energy up 7 to 137. The partner in the AWE gas field that we love here in West Australia. Senex are up a couple. Seven Group up 70 after that Caterpillar result I mentioned earlier in the week. Pete, the property group,
mm-hmm.
we're straight up 6 today to $1.44. They're doing well as well. Saw a lot of volume in Gage Roads today, speaking of what we might be drinking.
And I'm sure well. Treasury Wine Estates has done okay
I know,
as well,
there's
or
they're
will,
both, they're
overnight.
Both, yes, and now they're moving in the US as well as China. So Gage Roads traded over 10 million shares today, went up as high
Huge.
As 9.7, finished at 9.5. I reckon after these 50-odd thousand people here suck back a few Albies, might be up tomorrow as well.
I think it might be.
We might even buy some. But and aside from that, if people are worried that they've been following Botanics and notice it's halted today, raising some capital to fully fund the Phase 2 trials, they're raising nearly $15 million, been knocked over in the rush for the shares today. We're doing jointly with another broker, and we're pretty excited about that. Should come on the boards again on Monday for those people who are thinking about that. But all in all, a good day. I'm looking forward to tomorrow.
Yeah, and I'm looking forward to the cricket. Good on you, Kevin.
Thanks, mate.
There you go. Kevin Johnson from Argonaut Securities with the Stock Market Report.